And that really eliminates a lot of the things that parents are worried about my kids riding with older kids and what are they hearing, what's going to happen, and those sort of things. So from a student safety, if you want to call it that, not that our kids aren't safe, but just on exposure type of things, because right. high school kids are different than elementary kids, and we all know that. So we look at that side of it. The other thing, because of the nature of the district, we've had transfer stations, similar to bus transfer stations on a commercial route. You bring people to a central location and then distribute them to where they need to go. We've had to have that same system. So a lot of our students have had to come to a central location. In this case, it's the high school, be dropped off there and then transferred to another bus to go to their middle school or an elementary school or whatever it may be. And that's been a lot of confusion and honestly a lot of concern by parents. So we'd be eliminating those transfer stations as well. So really you'd look at kindergarten through sixth grade on a route. They'd stay on that route, be dropped off at their elementary, the kindergarten center, or IJ Holton. And then a second route would come and pick up the 7th through 12th graders. And again, they'd be dropped off at their respective place, either Ellis Middle School or the high school. And this would really eliminate a lot of the concerns that parents have.